We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Man in motion to the near side, then they reverse it with Billingsley. Back to the right. Snap to Young. Drops back. Pressure from the edges. He throws near sideline. And it's intercepted. Intercepted. Keely Ringo at the 21. Off he goes. 40, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. Near sideline. Breaks the tackle. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. 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 Georgia. Let the celebration begin. Fourth and 12 at the Georgia 47. The final second ticks away. And how of an appropriate ending is that? We sack Young on the last play of the game. Dogs are winners. A national championship for a new generation of Bulldogs. How about that? Final score, 33-18. The slipper changes feet, and Georgia is crowned the national champion for the first time in 41 years.
We had to lose a national championship. I'd rather lose one to one of the former assistants who sort of did a great job for us and has done a great job with his program and his team. And if any team deserves, they deserve it. They played great all year. We were the only team to beat them in the SEC championship game.
All right, there you have it. Old Nick Saban finally loses one of these national championship games. Way to go, Kirby Smart, last night, the head coach for the Georgia Bulldogs. A lot of Dolphin fans probably don't know this, but Kirby Smart was an assistant coach when Nick Saban was down here with the Miami Dolphins, and obviously he's been doing a hell of a job recruiting, including a couple of his running backs who played last night, including James Cook. Yes, Dalvin Cook's brother. 67-yard run in that game last night. So, by the way, what a cool story, too. The walk-on quarterback beats the Heisman Trophy winner, Stetson Bennett. What a story. Throws a couple of touchdown passes, and then that pick six that iced the game there late in the fourth quarter as Georgia goes on to win. Nice, really nice story, and we kind of needed that. We needed the top two teams to play each other so we could forget about what took place earlier in the day yesterday. I was shocked, man. I know everybody goes, did you know? Well, first of all, nobody ever tells me anything, even though people think that's not the case. And second of all, no. I knew there was gonna have to be some tough decisions made as far as how Brian Flores might have felt about some of his coaches and whether they were going to stay or not. I figured that was going to take place. But I thought 10-6 and 9-8, even though he lost seven straight games, and you got to explain that to somebody. But, yeah.
Still went 9-8.
He went 9-8.
Right.
He beat the Patriots twice. Beat them up there to start the season. And beat them down here to finish the season. Won 8 of 9 games. That's the other thing. Like, it's just weird to go. Brian Flores won 8 of 9 games, and he lost his job.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. That's – and, again, I don't know what will leak out over the next, you know, time, and everybody wasn't on the same page and sounded like Coach Flores and Chris Greer had some problems. And some disagreements that obviously leaked into what was going on, and it worked its way up to the over the top of the general manager, and so that stuff leaked out, and so Stephen Ross made the decision. But I will tell you, it was a PR nightmare for the Miami Dolphins yesterday. It just sitting back and watching it and listening to Stephen Ross, that was a PR nightmare. The way it came down, the stuff that was leaked out, the stuff, it was just a bad look. And I know Coach Flores, I'm sure he had some shortcomings and wanted things his way and might have had a little too much Belichick in him. I don't know. That's the guy that he had coached under for a long time since coming out of college. He'd been with Belichick only.
But he didn't have three losing seasons. You know what I mean? Like, that's what the baffling part, I think, to a lot of the national people were also, is that the last 2 years he finished with a winning record. And, yeah, they lost seven straight, and there was at one point this season we all thought it that this team might be the worst or one of the worst teams in the league. But the turnaround, to keep the locker room intact, and then when you look at the big picture, if you're going to make a change and you're going to really say that these things aren't working, don't you just get rid of both guys and start over? Instead of keeping the guy that's now known as the guy that picked the wrong quarterback in that draft, like I need to know Stephen Ross is kind of thinking behind all that also. Because I've always been a Stephen Ross is a good owner guy. I've always thought he's done whatever for this team. He's had some other people around him that I don't think were the right people around him. But this move yesterday is just baffling to me, that he kept Chris Greer and got rid of Brian Flores and blamed everything on Brian Flores.
So I would just say this to Stephen Ross, and I hope he knows this. I do hope that he knows this, and I don't know if he does. And I'm not proud to say that. But this is not a talented offense.
It's not
a talented offense. Matter of fact, there's a chance we drafted a quarterback and a group of offensive linemen that just aren't good enough to play. Now, some people are going to go, well, because I know the other side of this is they didn't get coached up properly. And maybe some of that does come into play with an offensive line coach, a lead offensive line coach, way over his head with his young, especially that group that played in the last game of the season. And you add another rookie free agent at the tackle position. So I do understand that, but I would not trust Chris Greer to ever pick another quarterback or offensive lineman, ever. It has not been a strength of his. And don't throw tonsil in my face, because all we did was trade him to get more picks, and we didn't follow it up. But that 2020 draft is not good. The first three – we had three first-round picks, and you thought you had your left tackle. Yeah, guy's going to be the left tackle for a decade. And by the way, that thing went south quickly. I mean, they were like, oh, my God, he's not getting any better. Slide him down to guard now.
Right. The kiss of death for a tackle.
And,
right.
And the Tua thing, look, he did get better. He did get a lot better from year one. I don't know how much better he's going to get. I don't know if he's ever going to be able to throw the football in cold weather, because right now, because we're going to play those games. Those games aren't going away. Bad weather in the Northeast in December and January, they're not going away.
Can you believe this nonsense? This reminds me of talking about Ryan Tannehill in the offseason. Can he throw the deep ball? Can he learn how to throw the deep ball? And this guy can't throw on a cold day in Tennessee?
Right.
But worse than that, it's the fact that we're comparing two quarterbacks that were – picked right after each other, and that's where the problem lies.
Okay, but here's the other thing: we got to move forward at some point.
We
can't keep sitting here talking about we missed on Justin Herbert.
Yeah, but not.
But how much longer are you going to do this?
But I agree. But it needs to be brought up.
It's over. No, it does. And Chris Greer probably should.
Well,
have
how many more days are you going to allow me to talk about that? Because that's a good point. Well, even my wife told me,
"Well, you want to put it to bed today? I know you're never going to, and it'll never go away. But like at some point, we do need to move forward.
Would you agree, though?
Justin Herbert's not coming.
No. Justin Herbert.
It's done.
Justin Herbert is the quarterback and will be now for.
I'm guessing they don't want to trade him.
No, I'm guessing you're right.
There's only one way to get out of this conversation is to get rid of Chris Greer, the guy that picked him.
No. That pick, Zach, is with us for life. That one never goes away.
No, I get that. But no. We're going to continue to talk about this until the guy that picked him is gone, until we move on from that way.
Well, he's not going anywhere.
Well, then it's going to be continued brought up, because this is what he's – what do you think was the underlining thing yesterday between the entire country of media was the fact that you kept a guy that picked Herbert over two over Herbert. Any other reasons.
There used to be a time when a general manager whiffed this badly.
And got fired.
On a quarterback. You were gone.
Right.
That's why, by the way, that member we've always kind of laughed about, that's why some guys just stay away from, like, I ain't making a pick on a quarterback. That's a 50-50 deal. Well, no, it's not. Not if you know what the F you're doing. You guys have been doing this forever. This is what you do. It's not my job to know. I'm a dumb talk radio guy. You're supposed to be the brilliant one that's got scouts all over the country. And what a guy that 6 feet looks like and 6'6 looks like. And this guy's got a good arm and he's got leadership. And you have guys around you that are familiar with certain positions to help you out in a consulting role.
Let me give the Dolphins the benefit of the doubt this morning and say, do you think it's possible that they have a plan here in place? Because from everything we've heard and from good sources, that Chris Greer is very easy for these coaches to work with. He does what the coach wants, right?
That's true.
That we've been told by people that have worked with him, so we know that. Okay? So is it possible that the Dolphins are bringing in a big-name coach that is going to want to do a lot of this stuff on his own, and Chris Greer will just kind of be there in the background and will do whatever the coach wants?
I would agree with that.
What's going to end up happening here. Like, I think you're putting a little bit too much stock in Chris Greer being the guy who's going to pick, you know, the next quarterback.
He's the general manager.
I understand he's the general manager.
So let's give him a different title.
I don't think
head cheerleader or something.
Right.
Head cheerleader.
Right.
Let's give him a different title. That way he can be a good guy. Whatever position, you can be a good guy.
Leave consultant.
You know what? I got
coach.
A guy. Jason Jenkins is a good guy. Let Jason Jenkins get. Give him
and,
Jason
and here's
Jenkins
the other
time.
Thing. Do you guys, like, I don't think that Chris Greer sat in a room and picked Tua by himself. There had to be a whole group of people that do
Woody.
This stuff for the Dolphins.
Woody,
is there not,
stop.
Joe? Come
Woody,
on.
Stop before you go
I'm
too
trying,
far.
No, I am
Man,
trying
Woody.
To give the Dolphins the benefit
Woody.
Of the doubt this morning that they're going to get
somebody's
got to
be the GM and make that decision. Right. We got rid of the VP of football operations so everybody can stop bashing him and he can move on with his ESPN career, where he's not very good. So that guy can move on, Tannenbaum. But I got to tell you something. He's a GM. At the end of the day, you got to look at one guy in the room. This is what's going on in corporate America. There's guys all going around and all your VPs are arguing with each other. And somebody goes, wait, I've listened to all this. This is what we're going to do. That's what a GM does. At the end, he goes, okay, I've listened, everybody. Hey, stop. This is what we're going to do.
But guys, I would look at this as similar to like the power structure, like with you. Like you're the coach, right, Joe? You're the coach of the radio station, but you have a boss whom you don't really respond
is this,
to, don't
is
really
this,
listen
wait
to.
Wait a second, is this just to take shots?
No, it's not, shots? But I'm just saying like it could be a very similar power structure with the Dolphins.
Well, why don't we just talk about the radio station? Why don't we do that? Because you like that so
no,
much. Why
I mean,
we,
I'm just
no,
saying,
why don't
like,
we bring that up?
Like,
go ahead.
We have a boss. We have a program director right. who you don't necessarily
respect.
I didn't say respect.
Go ahead.
But I said respond to, but I didn't say respect. That's not very nice. But you get what I'm saying.
I don't know what this has to do with
I don't know where
football.
I'm trying to explain the new power structure with the Dolphins. I think that Chris Greer will kind of slide into the background, and there was just maybe that's the way they looked
at
it.
Can he
slide, don't need
though?
A GM. So we just why don't you just come out? So you're saying Brian Flores picked Tua and all those guys on offense himself. That's
I
what
think
you're
there's
saying.
A lot of people that probably had a say in that. And Chris Greer is maybe
the
final.
The
maybe he's
room.
The final voice.
Right.
But
there
he doesn't seem. Chris does not seem to me like a guy who's.
Then
a
why
very,
is he a GM?
He does not
end
seem.
End of story.
Then why is he the GM?
Let me finish. He does not
you don't know
seem
any,
like
all,
a guy.
You don't know shit you're talking about.
He doesn't have. He doesn't have a very, in my opinion, does not have a very powerful voice there.
Well, then what
that's
is he
just,
doing
that's
being the GM there?
That's what it looks like.
How many GMs are like that in the background that don't get, you know, you don't talk to them, they don't do anything. They
silent
don't say
anything. GM. That's a
right,
new. That's going to be a new title. We have a silent GM. Like Chris Greer's getting new cards called the silent general manager, meaning right. I work nicely with everybody, and if my coaches want something, I go, hey, at the end of the day, you got to coach them. Let's go with that guy because you like him, and it doesn't matter what I think. Matter of fact, it gets me off the hook if the guy doesn't work. I can run to the owner and go, I didn't like him. I didn't like him. And he's not very good. The head coach liked him. Come on, man.
I was trying to get you all worked up this morning, but.
Oh, you did a good job.
There we go.
The general manager in the background that doesn't do anything and just says yes to everything. Come on.
Yeah, what was that about?
You act like you've never seen someone like that in corporate America, wherever you're going
but
with
not,
your references
we're talking about
this
where there's 32 jobs in the world.
You see how many
He's
GMs
one
got,
of 32.
You know, GMs got fired yesterday.
Right.
So it must be an important position. They get fired. I mean, you threw out some.
I think the Dolphins have a plan. I think they have a plan. They're going to bring.
Here's the second part. I don't think they have.
I already told you. I think they have a plan.
I don't think they had a plan yesterday.
No, you think they're just firing from the hip?
I think yes.
Okay.
Yes. In all honesty, you think yes.
You think they came up with this big game plan from the end of the Patriots game, or so? Then what you're telling me is they knew.
You think Chris, what's his name, Stephen Ross, just woke up yesterday and was like, "This guy's got to go."
Oh, I think he knew before the game that they'd already made up their mind he was gone.
I think Chris Greer's been crying to Stephen Ross for weeks now about it. And that's it just came to this. I can't work with this guy. We don't get along. This is what's happening. He's not listening. We're not doing it's a big tell on job. It's whoever got to the owner first. And obviously Chris Greer's got the owner's ear more than Brian Flores.
At some point, let's just get back to the fundamental issue here. At some point, somebody had to say, look it, there's one of two things going on here with the quarterback and the offensive line, which is not very good. And by the way, our quarterback the last 4 weeks has been below average. I mean, it just is. I mean, you guys say whatever you want. And Patriots, Titans, Saints, and Jets, he was below average.
Bad.
Even though we won 3 or 4 games.
Right.
Somebody had to go, like, even our owner is like, Chris, draft a lot of guys. They have to either be saying the coaches aren't coaching them up and we got a talented group, or the other one is they're just not very good. They're coaching them every way possible and they're not very good.
Let me get you a couple of texts here. At the end of the day, Ross wanted Tua, Flo wanted Watson, GM got Tua and was able to keep his job. That comes from our Publix general manager. Do you agree with that? Ross wanted Tua. Flores wanted Watson. All didn't mesh, right. And that was
so
that.
I'm going to say this, and I'm going to stick with this because I have for months, and I checked again, and I believe it from my former teammates who are close to Mr. Ross. Mr. Ross did not tell those guys who to take at quarterback. Now, you want to rip Flores or Chris Greer, you do that. But I don't believe it from some straight shooting guys.
You think Flores
that I played
wanted Tua?
With. Huh?
You think Flores wanted Tua?
I don't know.
I can't believe that Flores would want Tua. He just seems like such a football guy, man.
But
like,
I'm telling you, Stephen Ross, and people are blasting Stephen Ross, and some of it he deserves today, and I have no problem with it.
Well,
but Stephen Ross
press conference.
Stephen Ross did not pick Tua Tagovailoa. He went to watch him play. He did go with Brian Flores because they're all pissed at me for telling the world that they were together at this thing. He went. He wanted to know what was going on. He does like to know, but he did. I don't believe he's ever told Chris Greer, Chris, you can keep your job, but I want you to keep this guy. I want you to draft this guy. Okay, as long as my job's safe, even if he doesn't work out, Mr. Ross, it's your pick. I just don't see that.
I think Flores wanted Deshaun Watson. And the problem was is that Chris Greer picked Tua, and the final decision was to pick Tua, and instead of coming out and saying I've seen enough,
I mean I'm not saying.
Remember we saw the Josh Rosen I've seen enough thing. I don't think Flores could come out and say that because Tua was the number 5 pick overall by his own team, his own franchise. They didn't go and trade a couple picks for him, and it's wasted or not.
It would have been a bad look for Chris Greer though to get Deshaun Watson and. After you just drafted Tua, and I understand
that.
We got to go to break.
One more really quick text for you. This guy says Ross also looked at marketing from Tua, sales of jerseys, and et cetera, and Flores told Greer who to pick.
Going
back to the marketing thing with Tua.
It's a joke. The marketing thing is just stop it. Stop.
Sold a lot of jerseys.
What's that have to do with wins? You believe the marketing stuff too? You want it just – F the break. Go ahead. Do you think we just do stuff off marketing? Like we draft guys in the first round. He won't be very good, but we're going to sell a ton of jerseys.
So when I look at those two guys, I see absolutely nothing in common. So I'm trying to think what those guys may have been thinking. And I don't think that really realistically played into it. But I'm trying to think when you look at injured Tua coming off a very, very serious injury. Lefty, not tall enough. Doesn't have the arm, all that good stuff. And then I look at Herbert, and I see everything that he does, and everything that he is, and I'm trying in my head to think of like what went on in that room when they put up their board of pros and cons.
How could we have whiffed so badly? That's $1 million question. Hell, that's going to be about
like they must have had a board where they put like a pros and cons of each player, right? They must have done some kind of discussion.
They do have that.
And I'm trying to think like what was on that board.
I would love to keep going, but I got to go to break because a guy that you say what's his position here?
I don't know. Last text just called you a company man, and I do enjoy that.
I'm a company man?
Yeah, you are.
Because Stephen Ross, I thought Stephen Ross looked terrible yesterday. Terrible. Everything he said, I was like, oh, stop. Please stop. Put Chris Greer up there.
More company line from Joe after this.
All right. Right now, I want to talk to you about sports-related injuries, man. One thing we can all agree on this morning, boy, you get injured, it sure is nice to have a top sports medicine program here in town that can get you healthy quickly, that takes care of the pros. Matter of fact, when people ask me, where do the pros go? I go, well, Inter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins all trust Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, a big part of Baptist Health South Florida, which grows and grows and gets bigger and better with the doctors they put together, the sports specialists for the Achilles, knee, shoulder, ankle, back, hip and knee replacement, and everything else. Man, these guys are good. And guess what? They've got time to not only see you, but top high school, college, and professional athletes from around the country that all come here for a second opinion or to get their operations done because they know it's all about great results here with one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. And it's right here in our backyard. All you have to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho and make an appointment today. One goal, man. Get you back out playing.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Sports you love the most.
First, I'd like to thank Brian Flores for all that he's done for the Miami Dolphins. He's a very good man, and I wish him the best. And I'm sure we'll see him again as an NFL coach.
Steven, I'd like to ask you what role, if any, the quarterback position played in this decision. Was there a question over whether Tua is your man for the future? How much does Deshaun Watson play into it? And was there disagreement over which direction you should go at quarterback?
Well, first of all, let me be clear. It played no role in it at all. I have a lot of confidence in Tua. And I think, you know, the next head coach will work with him or whoever else, but I have a lot of confidence in him. I watched him grow. I think he's a fine young man. And, you know, he is right now the quarterback and will be dependent upon the new head coach. But I have a lot of confidence in Tua. So I think if you look at our roster, we have a very fine, I think, an excellent roster of young players. This was all, you know, done in the last 3 years. We had a old aging roster before that was leading us nowhere but to mediocrity. And I think that if you look at our roster today, and you see our salary cap and the players we have, I think we're well suited for the future. I mean, we're going to look for the best man. You know, certainly having the experience always helps. I'm sure, you know, if we believe we find somebody that's exceptional, that's been a coordinator or in some other position in football, I certainly, you know, would look at that, you know, very seriously. But our mind is open. We're just looking for someone that can work together in taking this roster and taking it to its next level.
Oh, that was Stephen Ross yesterday. It's painful. It was painful. I know he wanted to get up there, I'm sure, and put some kind of positive spin, but there is no way to put a positive spin on what took place yesterday morning.
Well, I was going to ask you, is that what you got? Did you get a positive spin out of that?
No, there was...
he was trying his best.
I mean, he was trying his best, but it didn't work.
10-6 and 9-8 and win 8 of your last 9 games and beat the Patriots twice.
Doesn't this feel like when they brought in Adam to fix Ryan?
No.
It has that feel to me. Like, I mean, are you going to really bring in another coach and say, fix Tua? And say, Tua's our guy? Like, we're not moving from him. Come in and fix him? Because then you're going to have another coach fired in 2 years. I mean, you're going to be replacing the coach again in 2 years because Tua's not – I don't think Tua's going to get too much better than what we've seen.
We all have to have a serious conversation about Tua Tagovailoa. And I know right now we seem to be a 50-50 community as far as Tua needs more better players around him and he'll be really good versus the other 50% that say he just can't play. He can't play at the level we need him to play at. It just
– But there was no confusion about what – Mr. Ross just said there.
Well, first of all,
no confusion. He was very clear about, you know, Tua's the guy. We're going to bring someone in to make Tua better. I think it's exactly what he said.
How much better is Tua going to get when we have an honest discussion with each other, with people who understand quarterbacks and are going to look at this? And by the way, Michael Lombardi is going to join us in less than 30 minutes from now. We'll talk to him. You think we're getting things stirred up? Wait till Michael Lombardi gets here. We'll get rolling on that.
Feels very Tannehill-ish to me, man.
Our offensive side of the ball is not very talented. It's just not. I don't know if some of the guys can get coached up. I'm not saying that you stop your development after 1 or 2 years. Some guys do take our third or fourth year, but our offensive line was bad in camp and was one of the 2 or 3 worst offensive lines through the season. Even though we ran for 200 yards in the last game against the Patriots, it's just not a very good group. It's not a very talented roster on the offensive side of the ball. Defensively, yeah, we got a ton of young talent. We do. We got as much young talent as anybody in football on the defensive side of the ball. And they're mostly young. They're mostly young guys. But offensively, this is more than just coaching.
A lot more than that.
I mean, I don't know what Chris Greer told Mr. Ross. Oh, we got a lot of talent on offense. We're just not coaching them up. I'm guessing some of that took place, right?
It had to be. Oh, Joe, it had to be.
Because here's what happens. Because I've seen this before, especially with Jeff Ireland, who's one of the great jack jobs of all time, one of the great ass clowns we've ever had here. And by the way, nobody will ever call him a good guy like we do Chris Greer. Like, Chris Greer's a really good guy. I heard it 3 times yesterday. I don't care about good guys. I want a freaking GM that can pick players at key positions.
How about instead of a good guy, we get a good GM?
I'd rather be Jeff Ireland. It's like an ass clown, a complete 100% ass clown. By the way, half our organization still kisses his ass when they see him, Chris. Anyway, so, yeah, it's just Oh, God.
What's wrong with this? I mean, I just don't understand, like, how the perception yesterday was that this was all Flores's problem. And that's what it came out yesterday. Because Chris, I mean, listen to Stephen Ross's comments again. We have a young, talented roster. Well, that means that the GM did his job well, but the coaching wasn't there.
I have problem.
You could dissect through Stephen Ross.
I have problem with this one thing with Chris, and because this is a conversation I've had with him in the few conversations that we've had. Chris has said, listen, I'm never going to do anything or pick a player that my coaches don't like. Matter of fact, Adam Gase has been on record and said it's true. I mean, he does a great job of working with coaches. But I think the other side of this is maybe you should. Like, no, I put a lot of time in this. You haven't. You coach the players. I got a staff. We pay millions and millions of dollars for our draft part of this organization. And I'm going to trust, we got a lot of guys making a lot of money. And our meetings tell us, and everybody in our meetings, and we're going to meet with you and tell you, this is the best guy for what you do. And that's who we're going to take. So I'm told, well, that's not the way it works. That's not the way it works. You got to have, because you want to get along with your head coach and the GM. We have to have a good relationship. So apparently when it doesn't work and the head coach has too much power and says, no, I want this guy. Okay. And then somebody above the GM goes, well, why the hell did we take him? The head coach wanted him. I was just doing what he wanted. That wasn't my first choice. So I think that happens. That's what I think happens. And then we have this divide apparently that I didn't realize. I was giving Chris and Coach Flores a lot of credit that they were on the same page because nothing ever leaked out until yesterday, and we found out apparently it was a divorce ready to happen, which I didn't know. You have that sometimes. You ever had neighbors where like, God, they're getting divorced, and I thought they were the perfect couple. They were always together. They seemed so happy when they're with their kids at church. They look so happy. And how could this be? The last one just left high school, and they're getting divorced. It happens. All right, man.
There's
obviously
something going on, right?
We got a lot of stuff. Hey, man. It was a bad look for the Miami Dolphins. Yesterday was not a day where you go, yes, 3 years, we're doing it again. Hell yes, brothers and sisters. Whoa! Man, we got it rolling. But I'll tell you one thing. Our general manager is a really nice guy. He's a really good guy. Fantastic. People are going, what the hell's that have to do with anything? I'd rather a guy be a jerk than just really good at what he does. Whew, let me take a deep breath.
Well, most importantly, Zach has been like the most vocal person about wanting Chris Greer fired. So now they're going to have to coexist for another year here.
I just can't. That's why I was so shocked yesterday reading you guys that tweet that Brian Flores got fired and it wasn't attached with and Chris Greer. And then I have to hear Stephen Ross tell me that the roster's good and we're bad. Come, stop it. Stop it.
Well, listen, I got to stop you because we got to go to break.
He might be banned from the facility for a year.
He doesn't go to the facility. He's fine. Hey, right now, I want to talk to you about your South Florida Chevy dealers for just a second. Let's get on to something important here this morning. And that is that hot SUV family that your South Florida Chevy dealers have. Tahoes and Suburbans. That brand new look for the big boys and, God, all that space. I'll tell you what, when they came out on the new Tahoes and Suburbans and said, we got a new sporty look and more space, I was like, that's what I'm talking about. If we're going to have big SUVs, let's have big, comfortable SUVs for the family. And that's what we did at your South Florida Chevy dealers. How about the midsize SUV, that new Traverse, plenty of space? Plenty of space, and it's a midsize SUV. And then our smaller SUVs, plenty of style and substance with the new Trailblazer. What a great look. The Blazers in Equinox. You can't go wrong. And then Silverado trucks. Listen, a lot of people are working out of the truck these days. Well, guess what? We got all kinds of different styles for you to fit what you're doing these days, whether it's full-time working 7 days a week, making some extra money with your truck, or you need a family truck or a combo truck, we got them for you. Fantastic deals going on at your South Florida Chevy dealers right now. Corvettes and Camaros still around, man, if you like sexy. What are you waiting for? Get all in over to your South Florida Chevy dealers. Find something new or used. We got something for everybody at your South Florida Chevy dealers with the best overall products we've ever had and convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealers.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.
It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
Michael Lombardi going to join us at 8 a.m. By the way, our Odyssey NFL Insider and Insider calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. Car buying delivered on your terms and your turf. It's coming up in about 12 minutes, Michael Lombardi, but here's Hollywood.
All right, we'll jump into a little bit of different stuff here before we get things back on. I told you we had the Raiders game to get into the playoffs, the game that could have ended in a tie, Raiders and Chargers, right?
Real close to happening, yeah.
It did get close to happening, and remember I told you I saw someone had posted a betting ticket that had a parlay of the Jaguars winning outright.
Yes.
And then a tie.
And a tie. Yeah, you said
apparently
that, right?
A handful of people actually did that because they are saying that the Raiders game-winning field goal saved sports books approximately $1 billion.
Oh my god.
Let me try with this number here. So, if you would have bet this thing, you were looking at odds of +186,223.
Holy moly.
So basically what it means is a Jacksonville loss combined with a tie between Las Vegas and Los Angeles would have paid out $186,000, $183,000 on a $100 wager.
Right.
Wow. It was close.
So if that guy missed that field goal, it would have cost sportsbooks about $1 billion.
And both teams would be in the playoffs. But you know what's so crazy about this? NFL Network was beating the hell out of this, and people are going, this is so stupid. We're talking about handshake and tie in overtime. Stop it. And it came down. It almost freaking happened. Like a 47-yard field goal, although it is indoors, and you like your chances, you know, there's a little bit more pressure at the end of the game. God, that's crazy. It almost happened.
Wow. Don't you just like, because it is risky, don't you like just kneel on it or bad snap or something like that? Like, right?
No.
You have the guy, everybody like, just pretend like he's, you know, just.
Wood.
Yeah, but what if you get the field goal blocked and they bring it the other way and you miss the playoffs?
They're not thinking that, Wood. I hate to break it to you. You bring that stuff. They're not thinking. Special teams coach not thinking that. Nobody's thinking that. Get it up and make it.
All right. Not good news for Geno Smith here. He was arrested, allegedly.
Oh, Geno. Was he drinking?
Yeah. Oh, he was pulled over at 2 a.m. after Seattle got back from their trip, and according to law enforcement, he was stopped initially for speeding and was booked into the King County Jail a short time later. Yes. He was released after 7 hours in custody.
Hate to see it.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep. Take a driving service, you're going to drink.
He's probably back down here. He's probably, I think he lives here in the off season. He's from here. Probably listening right now to what you just said about him, Woody.
I didn't say anything bad about him. I just
said he's got. He just said he's got a little legal issue to take care of in Seattle. That's all.
Right. That's it.
Get an Uber, my friend, if you are listening.
That's it. Driving service, right?
They have those, don't they?
I think they have them all over the country.
I can imagine
yes.
they do.
Plus okay. the teams have them. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's yeah. All right. This is interesting here. Did you guys see this? We had a breakthrough heart surgery where they gave a 57-year-old man a pig heart.
No, I don't want a pig heart.
No, I'm saying, like, people have long accused you of being half pig. Like, this could be, if you ever need a new heart, this could be your way to, like, actually be half pig.
I would like to think people don't think of me as a pig.
I didn't say people think of you as a pig. I said half pig.
Or half pig.
I've had some piggish moments, but.
The FDA approved this for emergency use, so this guy, I guess, is part pig now.
Good for him. Still ticking.
Whatever it takes to keep him alive, Woody.
Right, still ticking. Right. I've heard of, like, pig valves and stuff like that before, but not a pig heart.
What? What? Stop
what
looking,
looking
at me.
What do you want me to say about the pig? Right. I'm a pig when I eat.
All right, Pepperidge Farm, who makes the snack Goldfish. I don't know if you guys are fans of that or not.
Yeah.
But they are trying to appeal to adults now, and they are making a new Goldfish called Megabites, which come in more mature flavors, including sharp cheddar and cheddar jalapeno.
That sounds pretty good.
I happen to like the regular Goldfish.
Yeah,
I like the pretzel ones.
That's a good, right.
Like, unless you're half pig, you don't need a bigger Goldfish, do you?
Right.
Right back to the pig.
I got to tell you, I'm so rattled from all the Dolphin stuff today. I'm not even like.
Don't be, Woody. Don't let it affect your life here. 10 today.
All right. And finally, Mookie Betts, who is he's a very good baseball player, right?
That's correct.
We do know
Woody.
That.
Yes.
But he accomplished the greatest accomplishment in all of sports.
What's that?
He's actually done it twice, I think. You know what it is. The greatest accomplishment in all of sports. What is the toughest thing to do in
all
of
sports? He hit for the cycle twice.
No.
No.
It has nothing to do with baseball. What is the toughest thing to do in all of sports?
Stay married.
No, I'm talking about an athletic accomplishment.
Wow, Joe, well done. All right.
What is the most difficult athletic achievement in all of sports? Single accomplishment.
Get a $300 million contract.
You're actually
know.
Close. You were close. It's bowl of 300.
Oh.
No.
He bowled a 300. The absolute toughest accomplishment in all of sports.
I think there's a lot of professional athletes that bowl that have had a 300 game.
No, absolutely not.
I think there is.
I think there's nothing tougher.
Think, Hollywood.
I think you would have a better chance of hitting a hole-in-one.
No.
Much better chance, because eventually you would hit it.
Wrong.
You could try for the rest of your life to bowl 300, and you would never do it.
There's guys, a lot of guys that bowl 2, 3, 4 times a week.
No, but you have to also be a great athlete to bowl 300.
That's what these guys are.
Yeah, you have to be an elite athlete to bowl 300,
Zach,
too.
You know if OJ McDuffie bowls a lot, does he? He must
have
a 300.
Yeah, I think we asked him that once, and I think he said he has. I think Pajama also.
Don't say yeah.
No, I mean, look, you don't just hand out 300s. Like, that's, I mean.
Dude, OJ McDuffie's a really good bowler.
Perfection.
Like, he's not.
First of all, he's got a big paw. He didn't have to put his fingers in the holes. He just puts it on the ball, and that hand covers up that bowling
ball. I don't know that that's an advantage in bowling.
Yeah, no, he spins it right there, bam, right into the.
Okay.
I think you're wrong. I think. You could golf forever and never get a hole in one.
And you could bowl forever and you would never, you might not even break 200.
You've seen me bowl, apparently. You're right. I'm terrible.
Joe's good with those bumpers. He's got great
let's just get to Lombardi.
Yeah. Anytime you say something and then somebody disagrees because you've decided the bowling thing, it all has to do with
I
you.
I don't need you guys to agree. First of all, you don't golf or bowl. Zach doesn't play any sports, so I don't need either of you guys to weigh in on this.
All right.
I'm telling you that bowling a 300 is the hardest accomplishment in athletic competition.
Well, that's because you said golf, you could just go out and shoot
I think
80.
Eventually, if you stood at a par 3 and you just kept whacking away, you would eventually probably get it in the hole.
No.
So you're equating a 300 game to hitting a par hole in one and a par three?
No, I'm saying a par three is much easier. The hole in one.
All right. Well, listen, we got to go to break here. That'd be a good topic for 10 later on today. If you on your way home, we can discuss.
We
that.
Have a show at 10
Michael
o'clock
Lombardi.
Now.
Michael Lombardi.
You guys
is,
trying to hand out shows to everyone?
Michael Lombardi is coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We'll talk to him, but first. I want to talk about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Man sent me a note last night. He goes, Joe, interest rates are going up. Inflation is here, folks. Please, this is your last chance to lock in your mortgage rate under 2.5% with no prepayment penalty. He wrote all this out. Rental inventory is very low and very pricey. It is a great time, but you better hurry. Stop paying, you know, more money for rent and consider buying without wasting money on a first to last and security deposit when you can buy and own your own place. So if you have mortgage insurance, also known as PMI, please call Michael Kotze and get it removed today. There's so many reasons to call Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage besides these great rates. You may have questions about all this stuff and a lot more for reverse mortgages, debt consolidation, VA loans. Michael Kotze's got more than 25 years here in town. He's built on great service, no nonsense, no runaround. Answering all your questions. Hey, get pre-approved in minutes for free when you call Michael Kotze. Here's his cell phone number. I want you to call or text him and get going on this. Please, please don't wait. Then the rates go up and you're going, oh, my God, I should have done it before. Now it's too late. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. Call or text them or go to choicemortgage.com. You can always learn more about Michael Kotze and his team. 25 years helping people. Even when your rates right now, they're going to go up. And if you're right now your credit score's taking a little hit, he'll still find creative ways to help you. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change. Without notice, he's an equal housing lender.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.